The Marines. You know, the Marines are always the first ones they send into a combat zone. And I was just thinking, the few, the proud, the prayers. Because we're the first ones that go into a combat zone. And we take the enemy on head on. Get him all defeated. Then the move of God can come in. There's one other little thing. I'm not going to do much talking or teaching this morning. We need to do more praying. And this is a prayer meeting after all. But I wanted to share this one little thing with you. Dad Hagen made a comment or made an observation about inflation. I just saw this the other day. I thought it was really good. He said, everything today costs what it's always cost because we've always purchased things by faith. That'll sink in a minute. Everything today costs the same as it always has cost because we've always purchased things by faith. So we need to go to the grocery store by faith. We need to fill up the car by faith, pay the house note or the rent or whatever it is that you pay for where you live. Do everything by faith, and it'll cost the same as it's always cost. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this morning, I want us to be praying for the November elections. We're just a few short weeks away. And we want to pray that God will put his hand of promotion and favor upon the candidates who will cooperate with his will and plan. And that doesn't necessarily have to be a Christian. Because we read in Scripture in Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 28, it says, it is I, that's speaking of God, it is I who says of Cyrus, and Cyrus at that time was the king of Persia, where Jews had been taken into captivity. It is I who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he will perform all my desire. God goes on to say in chapter 45 that he has taken Cyrus by the right hand, that he's anointed him for the sake of Israel. Even though God said about two or three times in that next chapter, he has not known me. So this was an ungodly, unsaved, well, of course, nobody could be saved in that day and time. But this was an ungodly, heathen king. And yet the Bible says that he accomplished all of God's will. And it was for the sake of God's people. And why was God able to do this with Cyrus? I believe it's because people were praying. You might say, well, who was praying? Well, we know Daniel was praying. He got thrown into the lion's den for praying. I imagine Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were praying. And then there were other godly Jews that were there in captivity, and I'm sure they were praying as well. So God will use even unsaved people to carry out his will and plan and purpose if, and that's a big if his people will pray. And if God can do that with an ungodly leader, think what he could do with a godly leader in office. Now, like I said, they don't have to be Christians. They don't have to be godly, but it sure would be a plus and an advantage if they were. We also need to pray that God will promote candidates who will be favorable toward the church. You know, there's been a lot of talk in Congress lately about slapping taxation on churches and taking away the 501c3 privilege, taking away other advantages that the church has. And so we need to believe God that he will put people in office that are favorable toward the church, that will legislate in such a way that the evangelization of the nations will be easily accomplished. And God can raise up people. He can put people down and he can raise them up. When I teach on the government, I talk about how Saul was put in a position as king by God, but he turned away from God. And so God replaced him with David, King David, a man that God said was a man after my own heart. So, you know, Nebuchadnezzar was sent out into the pasture to graze like an animal for a period of time until finally he looked up toward heaven and he began to declare that God was the real God. And he humbled himself in the sight of God. Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7 says, "For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another." So God is able to do it. I don't care who they are, how big they think they are and important, and how much power they think they have. They're no match for God. He can remove them off the scene in a moment of time. We also need to pray that every form of fraud will be uncovered. And I just started thinking about all the potential forms of fraud. It's unbelievable. Mail-in ballot fraud, ballot drop boxes, ballot counting fraud, destroying ballots, voting multiple times, dead people voting, illegals voting, tampering with voting machines, hacking into computer systems, and voter intimidation. You know, in some precincts, they've been known to put people outside the, you know, tough-looking people outside the precinct that threatened people, and they were afraid to go in and vote. So these things need to be revealed to people who will do something about it to stop it. Luke chapter 8 and verse 17 says, "For nothing is hidden that will not become evident, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light." We need to pray that scripture over the whole entire voting process in the United States, but specifically in Georgia. You know, yours is a critical state. We need the right senator from Georgia. We need the right governor in Georgia, the right lieutenant governor in other positions, the mayors. We need to pray that plots to extend voting past Election Day be thwarted. Do you realize that America is the only nation that extends voting past Election Day? Even and as far as voter identification, in Afghanistan, they have iris scans of the eye. They have to scan their eye before they can even be allowed to vote. So it's absolutely crazy and ridiculous that we don't have voter identification. And then we need to pray that the winners in all the elections will be determined quickly, that it won't be dragged out for weeks and months, but it'll quickly be determined. And then pray that there'll be peace following the elections, because I'm believing they're going to go a certain way, and there's a segment of our population that's not going to be happy about that. So we need to pray for peace following the elections. Now, before we pray, I want to, and I was planning to read this, and then I got back to the, came in the church and looked at the information booth, and you guys already have copies of this prayer back there. But I wanted to read this prayer that Brother Hagin prayed for the nation. He prayed it on January the 31st, 1983, so that was quite a while ago. He says, "You follow me and let's agree. Heavenly Father, we come again today. We come in the name of Jesus. Not in our name, not in our power, not our holiness, not even our goodness. Because, frankly, as I said last night, over 50 million babies aborted. We can't really approach, I mean, as a nation, I'm not talking about us individually, we're the righteousness of God. But as a nation, we really can't approach God on the basis of our goodness. So we come in the name of Jesus, washed in his blood, robed in his righteousness. We come because you told us to come. You said in your holy word for us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain help and grace to help in time of need. Thank you, Father. We are exhorted in your word to pray, to intercede, to supplicate, and to give thanks for all who are in authority, that Christians, believers everywhere, may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We pray for our leaders, our president, every member of Congress, the Supreme Court, the President's Cabinet, everyone that's in authority, that divine wisdom and grace will be given unto them and direction will be given unto them. We come against the powers of darkness. I think a lot of times we're just praying for leaders and praying for elections and we're not thinking about what's really influencing them, and that's the powers of darkness, and we have authority there. We come against the powers of darkness, the forces of evil that would try to dominate and rule in our own nation. We rise up against that darkness. We rise up against those spirits and dispel the darkness. In the name of Jesus, we command the devil to take his hands off the political scene of our nation. We pray for every politician, everyone that's in office, that they'll not be so concerned about politics, that they'll not be so party conscious, and I'll add that they won't be so conscious of filling their own pockets with money, but that they'll be concerned about our nation as a whole and above all put God first. You know, I just pray all the time, Father, put people in office who love this nation and who love the people of this nation and want the best for the people of this nation. And above all, put God first. We come against the powers of darkness, the forces of evil, the demons of hell that would endeavor to dominate the financial scene of our nation. We pray for the economy of our nation. We pray about the unemployed. We pray that the economy will be turned around and that we will be prosperous as a whole, as a nation, for a purpose, to continue to carry the gospel around the world. We command the devil and all of his cohorts, take your hand off the financial scene of our nation. We come against the powers of darkness. Notice how much he's coming against the powers of darkness. We come against the powers of darkness, the forces of evil that would endeavor to dominate the domestic scene of our nation. We command you, Satan, and all of your cohorts, take your hand off the domestic scene of our nation. May there be peace. May there be tranquility. May there be understanding from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from the Gulf of Mexico to the Canadian border. We sweep the air clean from demons, powers of evil that would hinder, that would dominate, in the name of Jesus. We come against all forces that are wrong, and Father, we pray with our understanding as best we know how. We're instructed to do so. Yet we sense in our spirit that our spirits have not prayed as they would like. We remember that Paul said, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays by the Holy Spirit within me. So the great mighty Spirit of God dwells in us. He's our helper. He's our counselor. He's our advocate. He's our intercessor. He's our standby, and he will help us. We trust him to help us pray in this area and about our nation and the leaders and all that are in authority. Help us pray as we ought to pray and about things we don't even know how to pray about. Concerning the coming election, we take authority over every stronghold that would endeavor to hinder the process of the right person being elected to lead our country. We boldly proclaim that your will shall be accomplished. He will give us utterance, and we will pray and intercede and give thanks in the Spirit. Amen. So we're going to do that right now. I'm going to come down off the platform. We're going to begin to pray, and we're going to do business. Kingdom business, and things are going to change today because we prayed. So, Father, we want to thank you for your word that tells us that you promote some and you bring others down, Lord. And you said in your word that you reveal hidden things. And so we're praying and we're asking you, Father, reveal anything that's hidden that would affect the outcome of this election. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. You bring it to light. And you bring it to the attention of those who will do something to stop it. Now, Father, we pray that your hand, your favor, would come upon the candidates of your choosing, Lord. We pray, Father, that you would give them wisdom to know what to emphasize in their campaign platform that will reach the hearts of the American people. In the name of Jesus, I don't care how many ads they put out that are lying. I ask you to put your favor on the ads of those who've been chosen by you to fill these positions, Father, and that they will emphasize the right things in their ads. Father, we pray for finances to come to them in abundance. We pray, Father, for workers, grassroots workers, Father, that will go throughout neighborhoods, that will influence people, Father, in the way that they vote. We bind every spirit of the enemy that is lying to people, blinding their minds to the truth. We thank you, Father God, that the eyes of the voting public are opened. They see the truth. They see what's lies and they see what's not lies, Father God. And they don't believe the lies of the enemy. We break the power of those lying, deceiving spirits over the minds of the voting public, not only in America, but here in Georgia. Father, we thank you. We thank you that your anointing is upon those that you've called, Father, and desire to place in the right positions. Your anointing is on them, Lord. Even if they're not godly, you will use them for the sake of your people. You'll use them for the sake of the church. You'll use them for the sake of Israel. You'll use them, Father, for the sake of getting the gospel out from this nation to the nations of the world. For that is your ultimate purpose and plan for this nation. And that plan shall not be thwarted. We decree it. We declare it in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We pray in our understanding. But, Father, now we yield to the great Holy Spirit. And we know that he will pray through us the perfect will of God. Amen. We come against fraud. We come against every form of it in the name of Jesus. Sapa kotola. Father, we pray that the outcomes of these elections will be quickly determined. They'll not drag on and on in Jesus' name. And we pray for peace, Father, after these elections. Peace in the name of Jesus. Our nation will not be divided by civil war. We come against the plan of the enemy to divide this nation by civil war. In Jesus' name, race against race and ideology against ideology. Our nation will not be divided. We will remain one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In the name of Jesus. Sopakata. Elimokomea. Ha ha ha. No. Ekamananea. No na 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 na. We bind every force of darkness trying to bring this nation down. We say you are bound and you are not going to take control of this nation as long as the church is here. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. We loose the angels of God to push back the forces of darkness and hold them back. Hold them back. Ha ha. Nonakea. Halaliki sutahaye. Ida monomona pakede kere dokoya. Father, I pray that good people will not be afraid to go to the polls and vote. That good people will not be discouraged and think my vote doesn't count or things are rigged and my vote won't matter. No, Father, I thank you that they rise up. You put a desire in them. You put a desire in them to go out and vote in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that you would put every kind of hindrance in the path of those who would decide that they were going to go vote and vote in the wrong way. Every kind of hindrance, nothing harmful, but every kind of excuse, Lord, to keep them away, to keep them away from voting in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for poll watchers in every voting place. Watchers, Lord, those who will watch for anything that's out of line. We bind any form of intimidation at polling places in the name of Jesus. Subrea nana la kasuta. Nedosa, nedodurishataya, elekusa la likitepano. Ah, de selo lokosa de dani ninias. Irishina maya. Irishina no kuramani nidiasa. Oh, mama mamando, ha ha. Oh, elilianaya. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. In the name of Jesus, Soparaka. We come against any form of hacking into the voting machines in the name of Jesus. We bind you, Satan. You'll not be able to do it. Even though they may try, they'll become so confused themselves that they won't be able to do it. I thank you, Lord, just like you sent confusion into the armies, the enemy armies that came against Israel. You will do that too in this situation, Father God, because we're asking you to. We ask you to confound the minds of everyone who's plotting in any way to steal this election. In Jesus' name, Parakara, total confusion, total confusion. They can't carry out their plans in Jesus' name. Suraniti, Sidanonoma Kiataha, O Manakatela Hitakamasho, Ali Diduashitia. Milaka senoko, ha ha, makadeleleleko. Bravo toma, atabene kise. Ili onda kuramana da valakata. Father, those that need transportation to get to the polls, Father, those who are going to vote in the right way, we release that transportation to them in the name of Jesus. Nadi di pokosa, enenene napakasele. Ito shota, ite karadokania, sitalabosote. Makalolo lokos enenakara. Father, we ask you that you put disfavor on those candidates that are not of your choosing, Father, that you make them onerous in the eyes of the public. Put your disfavor on them, Lord. People just won't like them. They won't like them. They don't want to vote for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my. We cut off the funding. We cut off the funding to those candidates that are not of your choosing. We cut it off right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the fear of the Lord come on those, Father God, that would try to tamper with the voting. Let the absolute fear of the Lord and the fear of the law come upon them, Father, in Jesus' name. Karadaya, karadaya, karinunga, ha ha ha. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Epakasita, ititokona. Anamosodane, it'll not go that way. It'll go God's way. It'll go God's way. It'll go God's way. Shobaki, shamanakatola, ha ha ha, bokomininini. Igari shimonakela. Paradala la mokosoro de tabi. Ah, da 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 do she. Na 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 ne bakani ni ti oso. Kola mana mana likito to komeri ti los ilos ididi. Ilos ididi ne no mashela. Ilos ididi no mo kola bara. Oh, mana dale likama. Mana lege ne na ne no gora mane giliti. Pere dale lo koso lo lele la bakara da dais. Oh, mama mama mandi gate kito do kola mana di diate. Maka chuto da na 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 ha ha. Lord, we thank you for the authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus over every power of darkness. And we take that authority. We take that authority. Ha ha ha. Oh, no, you don't. We will not allow this election to be stolen in Jesus' name. Father, we're praying for a turnaround in the Congress of the United States. Divine turnaround, Lord. A landslide in favor of the right. A landslide in favor of the right. Father, that the American people's eyes will be open and they'll be fed up with the way things have been going and they desire change and they'll even cross party lines to vote for the right candidate, those that you choose, Lord. That will vote according to the color of the skin or they will vote according to the political ideology, Lord. But they'll be moved to vote for that which will be good for their pocketbooks. Oh, makatele ki debranda. Idaboso non eneketa braha. Oh, namata kale silo 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 sidabane nene de bako shi de dini de mana mukuta leleas. Oh, mama mama batikiti kito tokoto mama paha. Oh, ma papa kana de kito de kola malunga de dini de gari de shoot de dala de bedi de koda. Makalola lando bochi. Baba baba dikini de nanda de won de bakaha. Oh, braba badia de dedo de kola de begi de nidi de gari de bosho kotola. Oh, mama mandala lili didia teya. Ida nene lokola mama la panana madidiki. Oh, mana nene ganana dada. We will not be ruled over by the enemy. We will not be ruled over by the enemy. Agomosetele. Igomoso nene nandana la lakata. Oh, manani ita kalo boko shone ne daily the body the kodi dia tele the deed the man in the kaya in the busho kalaka ne deed the baha. We come against every principality, power, ruler of the darkness of this world, the devil himself. You cannot have our nation. You cannot have this nation. In the name of Jesus, we stand against you. We raise up a standard against you. We say, you take your hands off this nation. You take your hands off the political scene. You take your hands off the economic scene. You take your hands off the social scene. You take your hands off the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, that Christians, Lord, would rise up and vote. That they won't stay home for this election, Father, but they will be motivated by concern for nothing else, their children and their grandchildren, Father, their nieces and their nephews, seeing, Lord, the direction things are going and desiring to protect those children, Father, and for their pocketbook. Oh, Lord, they won't stay home. They won't stay home. They'll get out and vote. They'll get out and vote in the name of Jesus. Put a divine impetus in them, Lord. Open their eyes. Awaken them, Father, out of slumber. No apathy. I come against the spirit of apathy over Christian voters in this nation. I come against that spirit of apathy in Jesus' name. You laniki say, I break your power. Ikabosona. Ilemana no kosona nete. No da da bahasiti. Igorona namakala lakate dikina boshota. Ababagine atolalia tolalia tolalia tamana namakata da bakona matia. Oh, brebebadi dide na kalepa kote. Kali ni kosele. Iri onda dola la bakara balakati. Edre mama mona lalili kina mosotola. Oh, Lord, you said in your word you want your people to live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, morality. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray that this election will go in that direction, so that peace will prevail in the nation, Father, so that prosperity will prevail in the nation, Father. Father, so that we will have a strong military in Jesus' name, that those will take office, Father God, who will strengthen our military in Jesus' name. Oh, put people in positions with wisdom, Father, in the area of finances. That people will be placed in office that have a concern for the safety and the protection and the security of this nation in Jesus' name. And they'll vote and move in accordance, Father God, to establish that safety, to establish that security. Everything from the police force to enforcing our border laws. In the name of Jesus, Father, raise up those candidates. Put them in positions of authority, Lord. Remove those, Father, who are only voting according to their own personal ideology, who are voting only for those things that will pad their own pockets, Father, and not for the good of the people. Remove them, Lord. Just like you removed King Saul, we ask you to remove them from office, Father, and replace them with those, Father God, who love this country, who love the people of this country, who are desiring to work for the good of the country, Father God, and who will work in cooperation with your plan, even though they may not know what that plan is. They won't hinder it. They won't stand in the way, Father. They'll be favorable toward the church, Lord. They'll legislate in ways that will make the spreading of the gospel to the nations possible. Ikurisaboho, Ilianaha. Ilia namokoliete. Adibosa, adibosani ate koma atale kutii. Itoma atapelakusa, atapelakusa, nanditi oshena mokotibiata. Oh, Father, I pray over those precincts, Father, that are so critical, Lord. Those swing precincts. I pray over them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't know what needs to happen there, but you do. And I thank you, Father, for giving us utterance right now to pray over those critical precincts. Ipakele etama. Ombre ke tele bonjene la la mahati. Idi moko sute le mahadore nahai. Ili boto le menanda le dito kosunda atiko le monje da gandita da donda da danda da bahaha. Every plan will fail. That's for evil. Every evil plot will fail in Jesus' name. Purana indikale, indolasina manna. Oh, pakana, if they try to hack in, Lord, you'll block it. You'll block it. You'll block it. Ekomana kidalani, I say. Idurana monobole kita haha. Elekasunone de la lina haha. Onjipake nekata belika. Prema la kasudana la kanana mokodamanite de kaha. Probabati to toma. Brodadane nide dongomaha didite etaha. Oh, no, 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 ha. Idanana naha. Father, I thank you that we'll know on election night how every race will be won, will be determined, Father. It won't drag on for days and weeks and months. No. In Jesus' name, we'll know. Aha, Bekela. Ibramamokuna. Itikanamo seneni. Igoloma kotobranik. Itukura mandahadi. Itutola. Let it be so lopsided, so one-sided, Lord, that there's nothing the enemy can do. Nothing he can do. Apake. Ilebokoshite in ahada. Oh, mama, babati, kira bon sote le malun tali enta to kotola matatali kira nde de de bahashi. Oh, bakida, 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 bakila. Oh, na mana de de kila baha. Oh, malala la katala makana makola batiki diki. Father, we pray over Atlanta. We pray over all the polling places in Atlanta, Father God. Critical, critical, critical. Ida bakadi, egopanda mahadiha. Ondo bokotala biketebu shade ida bonoho. Mbanda haya. And we bind you. We bind you, devil. Ikureka pada kodomoka. Enamakete bokshane kitile bokura mandale libera lukuda da sita. Manananda haya. Uda mana mana unseat. Unseat him. Unseat him, Lord. Unseat him in the name of Jesus. Shubakade. Shubakada labakata. Indo boshokote te te timahadaha. O namane ni kantemo kosote de kida de baka le bungore bende de dide de kala. No shenanigans. We allow no shenanigans in the name of Jesus. Sobalama lakitia. Sobalama nane de de deke. Ibrabomamonde balikata dana nakala. No, no, no. No hindrance. No stopping of the voting process. No taking a recess in the name of Jesus. It's done. It's done on election day in Jesus' name. Paranani diate. Paranani diate leata. No excuses. No, 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 no. No. And bakati labada. We don't allow it. We don't allow it. And what we don't allow, Lord, you don't allow. You said heaven would back us up. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we bind anything that would hinder these elections in Jesus' name. Anything that would falsify the true vote in the name of Jesus. Komanakiti. Kabale kasutale baha. Ina monobodo kastia. Ila bata lololo kosona. I thank you, Father, that heavenly forces are dispatched. Dispatched. Ekopasanati. Even to influence people's thinking patterns in Jesus' name. Paradala lokosana. To cause them to come to their senses and escape out of the snare of the devil who's held them captive to do his will. We say they're free. They're free. Their minds are free. They can see clearly. They're not deceived. Opakasete itakola mandaleha. Ido moshetele benekona nandala vasia. Ena maite abakuna maato. Ana madete kosita atetela mosute enema oto 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 inanana. Oh, inemana leleke. Ibri bomba mondo bola lekita lahata. En sola bahiyata. En sola bahiyata. Un sola bale la kusa na mangale le le nika na mapo shita kata boko to bahada le le dike tatisa. Salibo 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 kono mande di. Rabba boko no le dike la bashuta ha. Oh, rabba di de na le le bono moto kono le be. Ingo la manande de gala bashuta ta kala vasi. Oh, raise up a new breed of politicians in this nation, Father. A new breed of politicians who love America. Who love America. Raise them up, Lord. Ha. Raise them up. Raise them up. Ho, ho, ho. Bakila kadi digal no manama lakatela koto. Eh, namala lakatela. They hate communism. They hate Marxism. They hate socialism. And they love this country. They love our political system. They love our freedom, Father. Bakotona menedi kadaba. Serenana dokala mapapa kata. Ela loco, true patriots, true patriots. Ikobosote. Ilibuna madada bakata. Ela bokosteda, they'll stand for the right. They'll stand for the right and come against the wrong. Polokose, palakose nehe. Ide nunda dola baha. You've given us, Lord, the authority. You've given us, your church, the authority. And we use it. We use it. We use it. We say this nation will stay free as long as the church is here. In Jesus' name, America shall rise to her finest hour. We'll send out more missionaries than we've ever sent. The gospel will be preached freely all over this nation. Revival fires will burn everywhere. There'll be no politician that'll stand in the way, or they'll be removed. They'll be removed and removed quickly. No, you will not. Expose it, Lord. Oh, every hidden plot, every hidden plan. Expose it. Expose those people, Father, who are that shadow government in this nation. Expose them, Lord. Expose them to those who'll do something about it. Expose that shadow government, Lord. The ones that are holding the reins behind the scenes. Expose them and cut off their support. Cut off their supply. Bring total confusion into their minds in the name of Jesus. Bring them down, Lord. Bring them down. Bring them down in Jesus' name. We'll have no shadow government running this country in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray for divine protection, Father, around the candidates of your choosing. Divine protection around them and around their families, Father, in Jesus' name. No harm shall come to them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against them in judgment, they will condemn it. For that is their inheritance, Lord, as your servants, and their righteousness is of you. Kelbaso, rise to their defense, Lord. Rise to their defense. Egobosanakiti. We surround them with faith and love. We surround them with faith and love. I thank you, Father God, that your angels guard them day and night. Guard them day and night. Keep them from evil. Keep them from evil people with evil intentions. We cut off any foreign influence in our elections in Jesus' name. Cut off that foreign influence in Jesus' name. We forbid it in Jesus' name. Whatever we forbid, you forbid, Lord, and we forbid it in Jesus' name. Parando, 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 palacata de gote de kere da cali, in an under the lola la kere da cali, rotati shanana de daha. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. I'm a colony. Manana konana da cara. Kamalakatana. You're mighty, God. You're a mighty God. You're a mighty God, Lord. You're able to stop it. You're able to stop it, and we're asking you to. We're asking you to, Lord. Ha ha. Mokode. Manalakantona de meki. Evade. Manano kanana di kanana da pakete kotote to kole de pakete kita. Shoda nena nakali kete to shoda te kisha to kole na mande de 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 dia sia. Marinana nena ha ha bo pa 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 pakete te tahadi. Nena nena de kona mama mama no 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 more no more no more ha ha no more ha. Wadabaki nana la kona na matiki te taha. Oda nena nakasi te to kole de beka na kare da kare li kisha deas. Rere nangula mana malakato. Oh, na-ma-da-da-ba. Father, I thank you. You do a house cleaning. You do a house cleaning in Washington, D.C. You do a house cleaning in Washington, D.C., Lord. Changing of the guard, changing of the guard, changing of the guard in Washington, D.C. In the name of Jesus. The American people are fed up. They've had it. They've had it. And they're going to vote accordingly in Jesus' name. They're not moved. They're not moved by anything but what they know to be the truth. And that is, we're done. We're done with this. We're done with this. No more. No more. No more. We rise up. We're a free people. We're a free people. We will not be dominated. We will not be controlled. We're a free nation. We're a free people. And we throw off those that would try to dominate and control. The land of the free and the home of the brave. No, you don't, devil. No, you don't. This is not your nation. This nation was founded by God. This nation was founded by God. For the free exercise of Christianity, and it will remain that way as long as the church is in the earth. We throw it off. We throw off the yoke of bondage. We throw it off in Jesus' name. All those ungodly politicians that try to enforce control and try to bring in godless systems into our nation, into our schools, we throw that off in the name of Jesus. We break the power of it in the name of Jesus. We pray protection over our children, over their minds, Lord. We ask you to turn the tide, Lord. Turn the tide in Jesus' name. Let revival fires burn in this nation, Father. Changing the hearts and the minds of men. There are plenty of people, Father, in the United States that are not going along with this junk. They're not agreeing with it. They're not going along with it, and they'll rise up and vote against it in Jesus' name. Put courage, courage in the hearts, Father, of the voters who want to vote in the right way. A divine determination, a fire in them, Lord. We're going to the polls and we're going to get rid of this. We're going to stop this. Ego bosetele itamaha. E rabaka sadrodrana dia tero do shosti. Nenanandoto. No apathy, no apathy, no apathy in the name of Jesus. Shura malele kalamako no badidiate. Ego no momba papala katala gite. O jadana nagalatale li kota to kota ti kota ti kota ti kota ti kota ti kalabaha. Poranale de leia. Tayos, tayos, tayosataha. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. You're working. You're working. You're working. You're working. Ha ha ha. You're changing things. You're turning it around. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor, Lord. We glorify you because your angels are at work. Your spirit is at work. Ha ha. Oh, my nana kasita dana nahabaho. Oh, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord. Oh, you love this nation. You love this nation, Lord. You love your church in this nation. And you'll work supernaturally, Lord, on our behalf because we've cried out to you, because we've called unto you, because we've exercised the authority that you've given unto us, Lord. You're on our side. You're on our side. And more be with us than be with them. More be with us than be with them. Many more be with us than be with them. And so we thank you, Lord. We decree and we declare victory. We decree and we declare victory. And we thank you. And we celebrate that victory. We thank you and celebrate before we see the walls come down. We thank you, Lord, that we have victory. We declare victory. We rejoice in the victory before we see the walls come down because we know the walls are coming down. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you worship. We thank you, Lord, for keeping America free. We thank you, Lord, for revival in the church and an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in the world, Lord. Oh, we give you glory. We give you thanks. We give you praise for it. We give you praise for it. We give you praise for it, Lord. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice in the very face of the enemy. We rejoice and declare the victory. We declare the victory. We decree the victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 devil. Ha, ha, ha. Defeated. Defeated. Under our feet, we are far above all principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, for we're seated with Jesus in heavenly places. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We aren't expecting to have the victory. We have it now. We have it now. We take it now. We have it now. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is known by the judgments he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his hands. You know, even those that are wicked and that want to push their agenda and the ungodly stuff on us, God still loves us, those folks.
Yeah.
Jesus still died for those folks. And in Timothy, when he talks about praying for kings and leaders, he didn't specify if they were saved or unsaved.
Right.
And even though we may not like those people, you know, I don't care for the way the resident is leading our country. And I still believe President Trump should have been in office. Have you seen 2,000 mules?
We've shown it right here.
Oh, you've shown it right here. And then all the stuff that the pillar guy.
Mike Lindell.
Yeah, Mike Lindell came out with.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, that's been hidden. The left don't want us to see the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
They want to hide in the darkness, and they don't want the light to come out, just like the devil.
Yeah.
He doesn't want the light to come out.
Yeah.
So anyway, with all that said, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, and I don't know if I mentioned it here or not, why do you think Paul got saved? Matthew 5:44, Jesus said say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good for those that hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. And then Jesus said in Luke 10, then he said to them, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest that he send out laborers into the harvest. So even though these people, we don't like their agendas and we don't like the spirit that's motivating them, God still loves them. And Jesus still died for them. And as long as they're breathing, there's hope for them.
Yes, amen.
So let's just pray for them. I mean, you know, I was in darkness. My goodness, I did things the way I wanted to do for so many years. And many of us have gotten saved. I mean, we were headed down the wrong path like these folks are. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said to pray for those that despitefully use us. And we pray for those, Father, that are not doing your will, those that are hell-bent on doing their plan and the devil's plan. In the name of Jesus, Satan, we break your power in their life. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, would be flooded with light. We pray for laborers to go across their path, Father. Laborers anointed by you. That have the exact words that they need to get to their heart, to get their mind, to open their eyes to the truth of the gospel. And we thank you, Father, that they will turn and become just like us, children of God. You do not desire for anyone to go off into darkness and to die and go to hell. Hell was not created for man. It was only created for those that separated you in the angelic realm. So, Father, we pray for those. Send laborers into those, Father, that are evil people, that hate you, that declare they hate you. They only do, Father, because they've been blinded. The God of this world had blinded those that believe not. But we say, Satan, your plan that has been manifesting through them has been shown to be in the light, and we break its power now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask you to help us pray for this in the spirit, and if something else comes up, we'll say that too. So, surround them, love. Father, with your love. Surround them, Father, with your love. Send labors that they'll listen to across their path. Because we know even if they're doing wrong, even if they hate you, you still love them. And you still want them to be part of your kingdom. So, rompo subadra manese bocoros. Just like you appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus, Father. Oh, we thank you for supernatural experiences with you, Father. Ambrocosta, Brahmanista. Oh, the seed of death, the nessa. Send someone to stand in their way of on their trip to hell, Father. Send someone to stop them in their plan, in their maneuver against you, Father. Rosso Ramanda Kistigri do Nosso Bombamba di Diste. Oh, evil plots and evil plans will be thwarted in the name of Jesus. We declare it and we decree it, and we thank you. And thank you, Father. You're working on behalf of those that we're praying for, because you told us to ask you. And you said that if you would do what we ask you to do, if it was according to your will and your way. And so with and those that are doing your will and your plan, Father, whether it be President Trump or anyone else, and any governor, any lieutenant governor, any senator or legislator, Father, that is promoting your plan, we say in Jesus' name, no weapon formed against them will prosper. And every tongue that rises against them in judgment will be shown to be in the wrong in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that, Father. The liars will be shown for who they are. Great favor. Great favor on those that desire to do your plan and to have your way here on this earth, Father, in places of importance, in places of leadership, in places of government. Favor. You said that we have favor in your sight and in the sight of man. That's what you said, Father. And we remind you of that. Rostore, manate. Mindo, mano, somba, bana, kista. Memoromano, mamanina. No, meneco, sopa, cuchica, la barra roca, barra bacar coca. Mendo, mandande de desa de la cototo, la la cototo. Restore. May the righteous voices be heard in the land. May the righteous voices be heard in this land. For you said righteousness exalts a nation, Father. That's what you said. Rakasta, remendes, remendo sototoso dadadista. Brata baba daba numba do momba da manamba da menee this and the dando do do so nothing hidden will that shall not be manifested. It shall be made known. Evil plots and evil plans will be made known. Do so prakista ka come to light that Cristo. Crystal clear to prata to pratitiste le crelanara. Pretista preparas procurisa a proporora parora denelinda lelanda de sete. Thank you, Father, for this day and this time. Thank you, Father. We believe we're in the days of the latter rain. And you said to pray for rain in the days of the latter rain. You said you would come to us like rain, Father. You said the knowledge of the glory of the Lord would cover this earth as the water covers the sea. Oh, Father, you said the latter house would be greater than the former house. You said the latter rain would be greater than the former rain. Father, you said that you would pour out of your spirit on all flesh, and that's not happened yet, Father. But you said it, and it shall come to pass. It shall be even as it was spoken unto us through your word, Father. We hold fast to that. We hold fast to that. We thank you, Father, for a revival in the church and an outpouring in the world. We thank you that your spirit will cover this earth as the water covers the sea. We're so thankful for that, Father. Signs and wonders and miracles and mighty deeds are the greatest expression of your love on this earth that has ever been seen. Drosto romba dista brabananda desi. Bondeso, ha 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 ha. Oh, waves of glory. Umbroco sobrinda banda sonda dambanina. Oh, wake up your children, Lord. Wake up your children. Your spirit lives mighty within those that call you Lord, Father. Even if they're not spirit-filled, you still live within. And we thank you for that, Father. Thank you. You're waking up the church. You're waking up the church. The eyes of their understanding, they're being enlightened. And they're filled with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Waking up the church. Oh, to take their place, to be a dynamic force on this earth worldwide, not only in this nation, but in every nation, every kindred, every tongue, Father. Rosso bocuduras. Bondra, 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 mandra, esindra, nisa, ban, marata. Thank you, Lord. Ezo dodosa, ramba bamba rende, amba bamba ramba rende, mamba rotsa tutu sobra, baza baza beze deze dana nuna dona samba repacci cece. Pesete. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you. We're so grateful, Father, to have the privilege to pray according to your will and to pray in your spirit for those things that you've laid on our hearts, Lord. We love you so much and we thank you for all that you've done, Father, and all that you've promised to do, all that you've declared that you will do. We love you so much, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Giving us all things to enjoy, Lord. We're led by your Spirit, Lord, and live according to your word. We thank you for these things, Father. Your precious, holy, written word. The power of your love. Thank you, Father.